Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield. Grab life.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
This is the Surrey Storm podcast with Player Lair and I'm Emily Nemeth. And that 44-43 win last weekend over Dragons finally got this season underway.
I'm Andy Lamb. I can only speak on behalf of every single Storm fan at the arena, watching at Sky and obviously on YouTube as well. I really hope we don't have to go through that every single game, week in, week out. Wow.
Well, I can talk on behalf of every single person at Surrey Storm and say we agree with you. We have no intention of doing that again.
Unless it has to be,
we're not doing it again.
First of all, before we look at that game, let's have a quick look at those under-19s, under-21s in action against Pulse.
Sports Park on the show court. Under-21s up first at 1 o'clock, under-19s at 3 o'clock. They'll both be great matches. And I just think, because it's free, it's open to spectators, it's a world-class venue with world-class athletes, get down, have a look at them. They'll appreciate all the support. So yeah, go and have a look at this, homegrown talent.
Stars of Storm are the future as well, and maybe not the first time it'll happen, it won't be the last, but the whole squad was there training as well, and just things like that. It's going to be really good training as they go into the weekend for everybody.
Yeah, and if I'm very honest, we didn't tell the girls that the seniors were coming down last night. More so that I wanted them to have that feeling of them just turning up and seeing them arrive at the venue and having that kind of excitement. And my gosh, the match play that we did at the end, those younger athletes are phenomenal and they stood up to it big time. There were some young players out there and you could see the Super League lot just being like, who is that? How old is she? And you're like, she's 16. She's 17. You know, and they're like, oh my goodness. It's like, yep, you are 10 years older than she is.
And for you as well, that's just those kind of things that makes it all worthwhile. And
yeah, absolutely. And they need to be able to feel it. You know, some of these girls will be making that step up to Super League in the next couple of years. So we've already had Shelby involved with it. We've already had Ellie Harding being called up to it in pre-season. So these girls, they really are teaching onto the edge of Super League, and we just want to give them every opportunity we possibly can to get them ready for it, make them feel what it's like, and just expose them to netball at the highest level. So yeah, really exciting and great timing ahead of this weekend.
Under-21s, centre pass is 1 p.m, 3 p.m. for those under-19s, free of charge, so come on, let's get along and support all Storm sides if you possibly can. And Emily, news that you're off to Guernsey as well soon. Another part of Storm that's maybe not as well known, that they come into our area and catchment.
Yeah, they're part of the South Region, Guernsey. And whilst we're not, our territory incorporates a lot of South Region, not quite all of it. So we have three Guernsey athletes that actually fly across to one of our academies every fortnight to train. And then part of our commitment to our counties and areas that fall within the Storm territory is that we go and lend them coaching support. We help them with whatever trial process they need or development plans. So it'll be a really exciting opportunity to go across, do a bit of coaching, do a bit of chatting, put some faces to some names, and just go and make sure they know that we're thinking about them and that they really are part of the Storm family, and we want to develop these athletes because some amazing netballers have come across from the Channel Islands. So we need to make sure that we're continuing to nurture and make sure that they know that they're important.
How often do you usually go over there? Every few months?
No, I wish it was that often, if I'm honest. The way that our sort of diaries work with fixtures, it's really hard. Obviously, me coming back off maternity leave, generally we try and go twice a year. This year it might end up once, but we invite them over. So we run Storm Counties tournaments and we'd always invite Guernsey across to that. And then we'd obviously do anything we can with trials and stuff like that as well.
Super League, wow, that was one heck of an opener, wasn't it? At times down by 5, but is that maybe just first game jitters?
Yeah, I think it was interesting when, having had the chance now to watch all the games back, not many of the teams you would expect to win, and I hate that terminology about expecting to win, because that will get you unstuck full stop, but a lot of people did come out slow, or, you know, unexpected, or, you know, it was quite a surprising start for a few teams. So yeah, I mean, the atmosphere and the event that England Netball put on really was phenomenal. Like, we were loving every single second of it until we were down and then we had to get serious. But it was just a really well done event. But yeah, there were definitely jitters. I think if you speak to the girls, they're more than happy to put their hands up and say it was quite overwhelming. But actually, we did. I think at one point we were 7 goals down. So to be able to come back convincingly, albeit late in the game, and get that 1-goal win, we'll take it. A win's a win.
Ahead of the game, you spoke to Hannah from Sky.
Emily, second season with Nikki Austin at the helm at Surrey Storm. We're letting her do her warm-ups, pretty much rituals, so you're on media duty. Heading into second season with Nikki at the helm then, what lessons were learnt last year that you'll all be looking to apply this time out?
I think with the new director of netball, she needs that time to really establish herself, to really work on her culture, and she's done that. The girls are all invested, the girls know what she wants, she knows what she wants, and I think this is the real time for us to come out, put it on court and show everyone what we're about.
You've managed to keep hold of most of your squad from last year. A few notable additions, the likes of Karen Bailey in the shooting circle. What will she bring and how well has she gelled with the other members of the team?
Karen is that head you want. She has got arguably the best hands in the league. She's one of the most accurate shooters in the league. She's a target and she's hilarious. So actually, in terms of that team dynamic, she's able to come in, put everyone at ease, assist us, really help the girls to know what she wants from them and get the best out of herself. So yeah, absolutely amazing addition for us.
Dragons then, first up. You know them quite well. Finished next in the table last year, of course. How important is it to get a win here today?
Yeah, that's obviously our ultimate goal. We want to go out. We want to assert ourselves. Dragons are a funny one for us. They're a bit of an unknown. We know a few of their core players. We know who we need to look out for. But for us, we want to come out. We want to assert ourselves. We want to get a good win and just play our netball.
Just wondered if she recognised you from the podcast.
Do you know what? I had to turn down an autograph because there wasn't quite time.
Oh, no.
I'm joking. No. Do you know what? Everything was ahead of the game was pretty, pretty rushed. Obviously, I don't do normally media duty. It's all Mickey.
I'm more than happy
for it to be that. But no, very rushed. But obviously, it's very exciting to be on the telly. My mum loves it. So yeah, we'll take every opportunity we get. But no, I didn't have a chance to chat to Hannah, really. But it was a nice opportunity for me. Obviously, at halftime, Dragons were leading 25-20, and our captain, Katie Hughes, shared her thoughts on the first half to Sky.
A frustrating, perhaps, first half there. Flashes where it's looking quite positive, but just not being able to get the ball through to the circle.
Absolutely. I think you hit there. It just wasn't consistent enough from us. As you said, we had some good passages of play. We turned over some ball, but in all areas of the court, we've just got to be more consistent in the second half.
We can always see the frustration from a lot of your players on court. What will be the message from Mickey at halftime?
Put that to one side, that's that half done. We've got 30 minutes of netball still to play. We need to come out all guns blazing, stick to our game plan and execute the game that we want to do.
And then in the last quarter, this is how it ended.
Instruction on the pass, goalkeeper.
Last 30 seconds of this game.
Goalkeeper, step aside. Yes.
Dragons will probably end up with ball in hand, but not the results on the scoreboard, unless they're quick about it. Down to one. But you would think...
Goalkeeper,
just holding time.
Caution for delaying play. If it continues, it will be a warning.
Is that known as taking one for the team then from Kowaluska?
Hold time, please. It's a penalty pass. Goalkeeper, you're out of play. Penalty pass, Dragons.
Well,
wow, there you go.
That is 14 seconds. They've looked at the clock. The crowd are helping them by counting it down. He's held the time.
Oh, wow.
He's held the time. Can you keep your nerve, Dragons?
Hold time, please.
Time held again. All sorts going on inside that circle. There's only one thing you got to know. Take the ball, turn to post. Can you score it? No! The time is beaten. The umpire's going to stop.
If it's a draw, there's extra time.
The umpire's calling time. The handshakes are gone. There were questions all around, but the clock's showing zero on it. Beaten by the clock, beaten by Storm. Oh, that was agonisingly close, Tamsin Greenway.
Yeah, it was indeed, and that was the game that got away for Celtic Dragons. They will be absolutely gutted. They had it for big periods of that game. They should have come away victorious. Storm get out of jail there, wasn't it, really, with that fight back at the end, and almost threw it away as well, trying to be too smart with the umpires. But, you know, that's what happens if you stick into the game, you carry on with the game plan, and defensively they improved throughout that game, sorry, Storm.
First quarter, they were down 15-12. Second quarter, they went down by 5 heading into half-time. That championship-winning quarter, the third, they lost. But ultimately, in the end, Storm come out winners. They nudged ahead, beating the clock, the whistle, the umpire, the scoreboard. A one-goal win.
Caroline Barker on Sky's netball coverage there. We'll get Mickey's thoughts in a second, but what was it like for you on the bench at full time? Maybe confusion there still?
Yeah, if I'm honest, we were sat there as a coaching team, and obviously with the bench players just being just confused. It was only obviously watching it back on the bus, actually on YouTube, where we could hear what the umpire was calling. Obviously after Lorraine got a caution, we then weren't quite sure why the penalty came, and then what happened around the edge of the circle. I think some of it is still not overly clear, but ultimately I think the decision at that point was that there was no penalty, that time wasn't held at a certain point, and it did finish. And whilst the umpire thought it was a draw, it wasn't, so we were able to get the one goal win.
And some 9,000 odd people had their own opinion of what happened, so that just added to it, didn't it?
Yeah, and it's funny, I was chatting to Tamsin about it earlier in the week, about the fact that sometimes it's nice when netball's got a bit of controversy around it, and it has caused people to talk. And, you know, I'm a mum, I do a school run every day, and I've had people come up to me who aren't netballers, who aren't, you know, who are actually just lovely parents, and they're like, oh my goodness, that was amazing, what happened? I don't understand, it's brilliant. And for me, that's what we want netball to be. We want it to be a conversation piece. We want people to be going, you know, and getting involved and thinking about it. So if that's the positive out of it, I'll take it, because people are talking about netball. It's got people, you know, excited, and, you know, it's not going to happen again because we're not going to put ourselves in that position. So it's all good.
What, even though it was only game one, I mean, what kind of things can you take from that game yourself? And what did the players take from it?
I think there's loads of positives. I think being able to come back from being down is a huge skill set for a team to have. So we obviously showed that and really did grit it out. I think I'm not the biggest fan of only having 10 players on the bench, and I think it puts a lot of pressure on every player that we take. But actually, the three girls that were injected into the game were incredible. And that's a hard job to be an impact player. And they won't always be the impact players, but on that day, Yaz, and Lorraine all came on and made a huge, huge difference to that game. So I think that says huge volumes about them and about what we've got in the locker.
We've already mentioned it, but those closing stages were a bit feisty. Mickey thought it was a tough opening game against Dragons.
Credit to Celtic Dragons, they were tough all across the court and they were really measured in a lot of stuff that they did, and I think we were sort of on the back foot for the large majority of that game. I think we started off really slow and a little bit lack of confidence, and I think that showed, and that's something that we've got to address. But really proud and pleased with our mental toughness and self-belief in that last 5 minutes, and I think we'll learn a lot about each other and our strength of character by being able to pull out a win.
And a comeback is not a bad way to start the season, but obviously you would want a more consistent performance throughout the game. What adjustments did you make at half-time? What did you say to the team to kind of get them going in the second half?
Yeah, look, ultimately a win is a win, and outside of today people won't remember how the game went, they'll just remember the fact of what the result is. So we're pretty lucky in that respect that we managed to dig ourselves out of a hole, but the reality is in this league we're not going to be able to do that every week, and we're kidding ourselves if we think that performance was good enough, because it wasn't. But just individual stuff across the board that is within our own power to control. At half time I just said to the girls, look, exactly that, like all of the things that we're unhappy with at the moment are our controllables, like our ball placement or our ability to not have our vision open. There's nothing anyone else can do to help you with that, so we've got to make sure we take on some personal ownership, and what extra 1%er can you give to make the other person sitting next to you's job easier? And I think in the last 5 minutes of the game we really did that, so credit to the girls.
And you must be really pleased with the team's mental toughness and resilience to keep going right to the very end.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, we're a new team, there's lots and lots of new combinations out there across the court, and I think that probably showed today in some really shaky moments. But as I say, we'll learn a lot about each other and our strength of character in that last 5 minutes. I think if this was our team a year ago, we probably wouldn't have come back from that and we would have capitulated. So I'm really, really proud and impressed of what we did in that last 5 minutes, because we showed a real small snippet of our potential. But as I say, we can't rely on that every week, and going forward we've got to make sure that we're bigger and better than that for 60 minutes.
Yaz recognised the importance of the last quarter and the effect it had on the game overall.
What a performance in that last quarter. We just decided to just leave it to that last minute, but we knew we had it within us. But it's just, I think nerves paid in, we're in front of a massive crowd, but it's something that we do need to work on ahead of the season.
And you were trailing for a lot of the game. What did Mickey say at half time to kind of adjust things?
She just did some tactical things of what should we do in the attacking end, and then what should we be doing in the back three as well, and how we should be driving that ball through court. So just some adjustments, especially against their keeper, Williams, so we had to do something about that. So I had to change it up and make sure we weren't feeding just flat ball in with her arm span, and just making sure we give it overhead ball. But just little tactical changes, but also she had us firing and making sure that we go out there and still be fearless and play with freedom.
And a comeback win's not a bad way to start the season. You must be feeling great.
No, well, I guess you could put it that we have that capacity now, that if we are down by five, we know that we're a team that can keep drawing at it and keep dragging that win out. And hopefully next time it won't be left to the last 5 minutes of the game.
M. Golvin agreed. It was an entertaining game to be a part of.
Oh, it was amazing. I think we got off to a bit of a slow start, and it was quite quiet out there for us, and then just had a really good half-time team chat, came out into the second half and just absolutely brought it to them. And I mean, wow, that last quarter was incredible.
It was nervy for everybody watching, but what's it like for you on Carton?
I think because you're just so full of adrenaline, you want the win so badly that, you know, you're obviously aware of the score, and you just want to win so badly that you're going to do anything to do that. So yeah, it's nerve-wracking, but you also just want to get the ball and get it to your team and get another goal and just keep plugging away.
It was really nervy in that last couple of seconds as well, when it could have been a draw.
And I don't think anyone really knew what was going on umpire call wise either. I think we were all just kind of looking, and then we weren't sure, which was a little bit uncertain. But yeah, as soon as he blew that final time whistle, it was
almost like everybody left on the bench. I had a lot of Dragons fans behind me. What kind of a game did they give you today?
Oh, I think they bought it to us. Like I said, I think we started quite slow in that first half, and deservedly they bought it to us. And then I think it was physical out there, but you always know you're going to get that with Dragons, and we prepared for that. I think after that second half, we then bought it to them and went in our favour today, because we just kept pushing and pushing.
Openers always going to be special in somewhere like this, but to have that amount of fans.
Yeah, and just particularly on the first walkout, when you first walk out there, your song's going, the crowd's going crazy, and it's just going wild, and you just look around and think like, wow, like this is amazing.
Entertaining, but I do hope that future games are nowhere near as close.
Hopefully we've got a little bit more of a margin in future games, but I mean, like, that's why netball is so amazing. It can go that close, and that's, although we obviously want that margin, we want to play as best as we can, those are the games that you also love, because you managed to pull it away in that last bit. I'm sure fans were loving it in the last 15 minutes as well.
And Leah Middleton told us why the game was especially special for her.
Yeah, I think it was pretty spectacular. It's always special coming to an arena that's, you know, so packed and it's got lots of people there. But I think it was super special for me because my nan and auntie got to watch me for the first time. Obviously, playing in Australia, it's a long way for them to come for a game. So, yeah, it was super special.
And you've settled in at Storm pretty well.
Yeah, I love it. It's good and the team's great. And, yeah, there's no one else I'd have rather debuted in the Super League with than Storm, yeah.
Were you quite surprised at the whole scale of things today?
Yeah, I mean, the entire setup's really great. It's very professional and very well scheduled, so yeah, it's good, it's really great.
When I saw you at that Stars game, I think I've even mentioned to Emily on the podcast, you literally never stopped moving. It was much of the same today. It's just that energy that you've got, and you bring it to court really well, I think.
Yeah, it's slightly different. I've probably come off a few seasons playing goal defence a little bit more, so I think it's just a little bit more adjusting to goalkeeper and trying to channel my energy in slightly instead of trying to get a little bit too crazy out there. But yeah, all calm, and I'm really looking forward to the season.
Dragons give you a bit of a test of the Storm as a whole as well today.
Yeah, definitely. It was a close game. It was really well fought, and I think both teams really wanted the win, so it was good to get the win in the end.
And you'll be happy that you've settled in nicely and Guildford's a nice place to be.
Yeah, exactly. I'm loving my home at the moment. I'm loving playing with Storm. And yeah, it was great to go out there for the first time today in front of all the fans.
Our next game at Surrey Sports Park is our very first home game. It's against London Pulse. It's on Monday the 2nd of March at 7 o'clock. And the game is completely sold out in true Surrey Storm style. So you've got to remember to watch it live on Sky Sports and this amazing YouTube coverage that we're getting. All you have to do is go onto YouTube, type netball in, maybe NSL, but it comes straight up and it's all there live. It's absolutely amazing.
Really looking forward to seeing that as well. Tickets for future games at Surrey Sports Park via the Eventbrite app. Search for Surrey Storm Netball.
And online at surreystormnetball.co.uk, you can see some of our brand new supporter merchandise. Lots of hoodies, lots of gilets, lots of exciting things and more.
Remember, we're the only Netball Super League Club specific podcast. Keep up to date with everything Storm at surreystormnetball.co.uk and we'll see you on the next episode.
Ready? The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.